study. So, please.
Excerpt 16 from Genesis. And God said, quote, "Let there be light," end quote. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the day, the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. One day.
Well, let's go.
So, excerpt 17, Baal Sulam, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. The Zohar writes about the verse, quote, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light," end quote. Let there be light for this world, and let there be light for the next world. This means that the works of creation were created in their full stature and form, as our sages said, meaning, in their fullest glory and perfection. Accordingly, the light that was created on the first day emerged in all its perfection, which contains the life of this world, too, in upper pleasantness and gentleness, as expressed in the words, "Let there be light." However, to prepare a place of choice and labor, he stood and concealed it for the righteous at the end of correction, as our sages said. Hence, they said in their pure words, quote, "Let there be light for this world," end quote. However, it did not remain so, but rather, quote, "Let there be light for the next world," end quote. In other words, they who practice Torah and commandments lishma, for her sake, are rewarded with it only at the end of correction, at the end of days, after the end of the purification of their body in the path of Torah. Then they are rewarded with that great light in this world too. As our sages said, quote, "You will see your world in your life," end quote.
Again, please, and bit by bit. Yes.
Excerpt 18 from Abash's article, "And there was evening and there was morning." About the Zohar says about the verse, quote, "And there was evening and there was morning," and there was evening, which the text writes, end quote, which the text writes means that it extends from the side of darkness, meaning Malchut. And there was morning means that it extends from the side of light, which is the Ampin. This is why it writes about them one day, indicating that the evening and the morning are as one body, and both make the day. Rabbi Yehuda said, what is the reason? He asks, since "and there was evening and there was morning" points to the unification of Zon, that the light of day comes out of both of them, then after the text announces it on the first day, why does it say about each day, "And there was evening and there was morning"? And he replies, it is to know that there is no day without a night, and no night without a day, and they will never part from one another. This is why the text repeats and informs us each and every day to indicate that it is impossible that there will ever be the light of day without the darkness of night. Likewise, there will never be the darkness of night that does not bring a day after it, since they will never part from one another. Let's read the next excerpt.
Reading Erbzat 19 by Rabash. A man is born the foal of a wild donkey, and he has no desire for spirituality. Thus, from where does the sensation of need for spirituality come to a person, to the point of saying that he feels darkness, which he calls night, by feeling that he is remote from the Creator? We must know that at the same time that he begins to feel that he's far from the Creator, he's already beginning to believe, to some extent, the existence of the Creator? Or else, how can he say that he is remote from something that does not exist? Instead, he must say that he has some illumination from afar that shines to him to the extent that he feels that he is remote from the Creator. It therefore follows that as soon as the darkness begins, meaning sensing the existence of darkness, the light immediately begins to shine to some extent.
Meaning that the sensation of the darkness... Right. Yes, please.
And the measure of illumination of the day is recognized only through negation. This means that one feels a lack, that he does not have the light of the Creator shining for him in a positive manner. Rather, the light shines for him in the form of a lack, meaning that now he begins to feel that he is lacking the light of the Creator, which is called day. But those for whom the light of the day does not shine, they don't know if there is such a reality where a person must feel the absence of the light of the Creator, which is called day.